Welcome to an enlightening podcast from IslamPodcasts.com. We encourage our listeners to please comment and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please remind your family and friends to also visit IslamPodcasts.com for engaging discussions on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran, tafsir, seerah, and much more. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Podcasts on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran tafsir, and seerah are available at islampodcasts.com as well as on iTunes. Rate, review, and comment and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please subscribe, share, and tell a friend about islampodcasts.com as well as rate, review of iTunes.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن الكريم بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ربنا وابعث فيهم رسولا منهم يتلو عليهم آياتك ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة ويزكيهم إنك أنت العزيز العزيز الحكيم صدق الله العظيم. In today's khutbah, today's talk, I will be covering the subject that is connected to something to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam's dua as well, which he made while he was building the Kaaba. And as we know, tomorrow is the Yawm al-Arafah, the Hajj. Inshallah, in many places people will be repeating the story of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and his sacrifice because of the command Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordained on him. So instead of talking about the sacrifice of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam today and repeating the very same thing, I'd rather like to discuss something else which is connected to the very same prophet, which is the dua that he made. And the dua that I just recited, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam made the dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he said that, O Lord, that send a messenger among them who reads your ayat and teach them, يُعَلِّمُهُمْ الْكِتَابَ, teach them the book. And as the Mufassireen describe, Al-Kitab here means Al-Qur'an. And Wal-Hikmah, وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ. And Al-Hikmah here, in this ayah, it means the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and purifies them. Now, the topic today is the Hikmah itself. And linguistically, it can have many meanings. Sometimes it can be translated as the wisdom. And other time it can be translated as based on the root word it's from, which is the hakama, which means to pass a judgment, to judge something. But as we understand a couple of things about when we look at a word that can have more than one meaning, lafz mushtarak, that word, a word can have multiple meaning. But when we look at that meaning in the context, it can only have that meaning, which is mentioned there. You cannot say all the meanings that apply at one place. So you have to look at that meaning from their perspective. That's one thing, from the linguistic perspective. And from the Shari'i perspective, once a word has been defined by the Qur'an and the Sunnah, meaning in istilah, if it's defined some certain meaning, then by default, we always use that meaning as the meaning for the word. And it can only have the linguistic meaning when there is an indicator where it clearly mentions that it is using the linguistic meaning. So you cannot go back and forth just by using your mind and thinking, today I'm going to use this meaning. No, it has to be used in the right context and right meaning. So that's one thing. So when we've been defining hikmah, we have to know how the word hikmah has been defined in the Qur'an and the Sunnah, not just from the mind, because now it is used by the Qur'an itself. And this word has been used about 20 times in the Quran. This by itself shows the importance of the hikmah. Now, the thing is, every time it is used in the Quran, it is used for something which is very closely tied with the wahi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually. How? And I'll inshallah go with some of the ayat that use the word hikmah and see how the mufassirin have defined the meaning of this word. And of course, when I say mufassirin, it is automatically means by that is that they have went back to the linguistic meaning and the shar'i meaning, and they have defined what that word means in the specific ayah. Now, when we look at those ayat, to summarize in the beginning, so we have a context what we are trying to discuss here. The word hikmah means in the Quran, it either means the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is also mean for the Quran itself, and there are places it is used for fahm al-Quran, meaning the understanding of the Quran, and places it is used for the nabuwa itself, and some places which it means is the hikmah or the wisdom behind the ruling from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again. But even that wisdom is defined by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again. Why the rule was revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and to us. Now, if you pay attention to all these terms that I used, when we talk about Al-Quran, we know this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the word of Allah. So it is wahi. It is wahi, this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again and with the wahi. If you look at the word sunnah, yani, hikmah is used for sunnah. So it is again, we know the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When we say, we are talking about the wahi from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْحَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيُ يُحَىٰ. That Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he does not say, utter anything from his mouth except what is revealed to him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, sunnah also again means the wahi from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And where it means nabuwah, nabuwah of course means this is a person is a messenger from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the messenger is the one who's getting the wahi from Allah. So again it is tied with the wahi. Again it's tied with the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we say it means the wisdom behind the rule that Allah has revealed. So as we can see, again, we are talking about the rule from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the wisdom is also defined by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in some places, it also means the fahm al-Qur'an, which is the understanding of the Qur'an. So in all these circumstances we see, it is very tightly connected with the wahi, with the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and nothing else. Now, if we go on and go back to the ayah that I recited in the beginning, رَبَّنَا وَبَعْثْ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ يَتْلُوَ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِكَ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. Here, the word hikmah means the sunnah, as many scholars, including Ibn Kathir, Jalaluddin Suyuti, and Qatada radiallahu anhu, they all say, and Nasafi, they all mention that. It either means the sunnah, and this is in general considered as the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or it means the wisdom behind the rule that Allah has revealed. Now, when we are talking about, when I go into more detail from the other perspective of other scholars, how they looked at it at different ayat and different meaning, before I go into that, I want to clarify a few things. So, since I said that here the hikmah or the wisdom specifically is connected with wahi from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so does that mean we are talking about that a person or a Muslim is not supposed to think, or he cannot use his wisdom for the things, or it means something else? So, wisdom as far as from the perspective of using the intellect goes, Islam actually Islamic actually asks from the believers to think for matters like the aqidah, matters like the iman, or even to understand the ruling in the Quran and Sunnah, or to understand the reality. So we do use the aql, we use the intellect and the reasoning and the wisdom for that. That's one aspect of using the wisdom. But that can never mean that the wisdom or the hikmah that a person can use, that can supersede what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered us to do. So it cannot change the ruling from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our mind, or so-called our wisdom. Because if you think about it from the perspective of that hikmah is from the same root word that al-hakim is from. And when we say al-hakim, we know this is one of the sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning this is one of the attributes of Allah, which means He is the all-wise. If something is coming from Allah azza wa jal, and we think that I can come up or we can come up with something better than what Allah has revealed, we are fooling ourselves. Because there is no way the creation of Allah can be wiser than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we cannot say that in the rulings that Allah has revealed, it is not good for today's time and age or the place. So we have to come up with something new. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is independent of time and place. So whatever order or commands Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed, they are valid for all times and all places. So no matter how much of a benefit we think by not applying the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it cannot be wisdom. So wisdom can only come from Allah al-Hakim, the one who is all-wise. So this is why it is very important to understand that. Now, obviously, many places we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a different kind of a ruling for different realities. Like for example, when we talk about the issue of rukhsa and azima. So permission that Allah has given in certain circumstances. So in those cases where we see that Allah has given us the option between, option for us to choose A or B. Or meaning, in this case, it's a mubah for us to choose one or the other. Now, this is again, Allah is the one who has given us this choice. We cannot make up this choice of rukhsa, for example, the permissibility from Allah, as from our own mind. And thinking, no, this is wisdom now, because now we are going with the different ruling. No, the different ruling is coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again. So we are within the boundaries of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or, when we look at the nasikh wa mansukh, the abrogation and abrogated ruling, even in that case, it's Allah is the one who does the nasakh, who is the one who abrogates. And the other thing that people sometimes get confused with is the ruling between aam and khas. So general and exceptions. So something is general, and there are exceptions that Allah Azza wa Jal is the one who has defined. Then again, this aam and khas is coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not coming from just our mind and we are changing the rules. And of course, as I already mentioned, we use the mind and so-called the wisdom to understand the reality, to apply the rulings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to understand the Quran and Sunnah, to apply the right rule at the right place. So that's what that can be considered as also hikmah. Now, other places in Surah Al-Imran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and this is the response to the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. And that dua, by the way, Ibn Kathir discusses that dua that Ibrahim alayhi salam made as one of the hadith that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when this ayah was recited, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to call himself as the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And the dua means the prayer of Ibrahim alayhi salam, and the bushra or the glad tiding of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, and he used to call himself as the dream of his mother, because his mother was shown the dream about his birth. Now, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Imran, in response to this dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ يَتْلُو عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ Again here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, this is a favor from us. Indeed, this is a favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over the believers, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent a messenger from them, who's reciting to them the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his verses, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's verses, and who purifies them, and teaches them the book, which is the Qur'an, and teaches them the hikmah, which is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as I mentioned in this surah, in this ayah again, Hadith ibn Kathir, Jalaluddin Suyuti in Jalalain, and Al-Qurtubi, all three of them agreed with this meaning, that here, in this ayah as well, the hikmah means the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In another place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Baqarah as well, again remind as the response of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent, he was the response to the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا فِيكُمْ رَسُولًا مِنْكُمْ يَتْلُوا عَلَيْكُمْ آيَاتِنَا وَيُزَكِّيكُمْ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمْ مَا لَمْ تَكُونُوا تَعْلَمُونَ. So here again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us the very same thing, that here hikmah again in this ayah as well, hikmah means the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And and Imam Tabari and Qurtubi, they looked at the other ayah where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَنزَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَعَلَّمَكَ مَا لَمْ تَكُنْ تَعْلَمْ, that here they say it means the wisdom behind the rulings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed. So again, as I mentioned, wisdom behind the ruling of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we are still staying within the wahi that Allah has revealed, when we are saying that Allah expects from us to use the hikmah. Hikmah does not entitle us to go outside the wahi that Allah has sent to us. And then one of the ayah that has been used all the time about from the very same concept of the hikmah for the da'wah. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Udu'u ila sabili rabbika bil hikmati wal mu'izatil hasanah. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that call the people to your Lord's way, which is the Islam. As the Mufassirin discussed this meaning of the, what does it mean by sabili rabbika bil hikmah? What does hikmah mean here? So they say hikmah here means, that Imam Tabari says, it means Al-Quran. So when we're calling people towards Islam, whether Muslims or non-Muslims, what do we have to use to call them towards Islam? We have to use Al-Quran. Or we have to call towards Islam, this is the hikmah. We cannot call towards the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while we are not using Islam and the Quran. We cannot say, for example, there's one concept that sometimes people think of it, be a good human before being a good Muslim. Which makes no sense. Because to be a good Muslim, you have to follow the wahi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that supersedes everything. So you have to have the wahi to do this. So again, when we're calling the people to the path of Allah, it has to be, when we call it, with the hikmah meaning using the Qur'an and Islam. And Ibn Kathir says, here the hikmah means the Qur'an and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And similarly, An-Nasafi, he is one of the scholars, one of the very famous Hanafi scholars. And his tafsir is very famous from the perspective of, he goes into the meanings of the words in detail. And the grammar around it. And he says here, al-hikmah means the clear dalil for the haq. And again, of course, the dalil when we say for the haq is coming from the Qur'an sunnah. And how clear it should be, he says, so it will take away all sorts of doubts. So when we're calling the people towards Islam, they should be called in a way that there is no doubts remains in their mind. Okay? So, and similarly, the other ayah which is used in the context of understanding the Islam and calling people towards Islam, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يُؤْتِ الْحِكْمَةَ مَنْ يَشَاء. Then Allah gives the hikmah to whoever He wishes. وَمَنْ يُؤْتَ الْحِكْمَةَ فَقَدْ أُوْتِيَ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا. That, and whosoever has given the hikmah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the wisdom, even if you want to translate for the time being, which we will see what exactly it means. So whoever is given the hikmah, he has given a lot of goodness, or khayran kathira. So what does the hikmah mean in this ayah? Ibn Kathir says, in this ayah, al-hikmah means al-ma'rifat bil-Qur'an, meaning the knowledge or understanding of the Qur'an, with the Qur'an, and its fiqh, understanding of it, and to know which ayah is a nasikh, which one is a mansukh. So when we are even calling people towards it, and to understand that which person really has the hikmah from Allah Azza wa Jal, it means that he has the knowledge of the Qur'an itself. That's what the hikmah means here. That person can distinguish what is a nasikh, what is a mansukh, which one is a muhkam ayah, which one is a mutashabah, or which one is strange, which one came first, which one came later on. So all these things, the knowledge about understanding the Qur'an in the right context, that's what it means with the hikmah here. This is the hikmah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, this is a khayrin kathira if a person has got it from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it only comes from Allah azza wa jal. And other scholars like Mujahid, he says, it is the al-ilm wal-Qur'an. And Abu Aliya says that khashiyatullah, meaning the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whoever, when we say khashiyah can go back to that. This is one of the definition Allah Azza wa Jal talks about an alim also. Who is really an alim? As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Qur'an, innama, subhanallah, innama yakhsha Allah min ibadihi ulama. That indeed, that among the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who fear the most are the ulama. So the definition of an alim is connected with the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not how many degrees a person carries makes him an alim. It's the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as I mentioned in the beginning of it, so the other meanings besides the one I have already talked about, another meaning was of the al-hikmah was the nabuwah, which is the prophethood. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَشَدَدْنَا مُلْكَهُ وَآتَيْنَهُ الْحِكْمَةُ وَفَصْلَ الْخِطَابِ. That here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about that Allah has given the prophet the mulk, which is the authority, and he has given him the hikmah. And here the hikmah means the nabuwah, as it is mentioned in Jalalain, and As-Suddi said, and Qatada said, it means the Kitab Allah, which is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and others. Obviously, if a person is receiving book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's a prophet as well. So it means the nabuwa in this context. And other places, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَقَدْ آتَيْنَا آلَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَآتَيْنَهُمْ مُلْكًا عَظِيمًا. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about the children of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, that Allah has given them. This is the fadl of Allah to the children of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, which is referring to the Bani Israel, the prophets that were sent there, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, again also because he was also from the children of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And here the hikmah again means the nabuwa from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَتَلَ دَاوُدُ جَالُوتَ وَأَتَاهُ اللَّهُ الْمُلْكَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَعَلَّمَهُ مِمَّا يَشَاءُ. Here again, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to Dawood alayhi salatu wa salam, he is referring to that Allah has given him the hikmah, and hikmah here again means the nabuwa. So to sum it up, the talk, because to say it seems like just one word that we are discussing here, but it has a lot of consequences actually. And unfortunately, a lot of time it has been used in right context as well as wrong context. So I want to make sure that we take the right meaning of it. Of course, I did not go through all the 20 ayat, but whoever has time, he can go over it, and we can go back and check the tafsir, how it was translated linguistically and from the Shara perspective in those ayat. That it is tied to always the wahi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning it either means hikmah, either means al-Qur'an, either means the knowledge of the Qur'an or understanding of the Qur'an, or the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or the wisdom behind the ruling that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned about the rule that came from Allah and the prophethood. So as I mentioned in the beginning as well, that all those cases we find that every time the hikmah is used in the Quran, it is very tightly connected with the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it never gives us the room to think that it allows us to use the wisdom and think that we are allowed to abrogate the rulings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or not to use the rulings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or to think that today's time and age, it may not be good or suitable to talk about the rulings that Allah has revealed 1400 years ago on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it does not entitle us, it does not give us a license in any sense that hikmah can be used for anything but the wahi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So inshallah, I'll stop here. And if there is any question in this regard, I'll try to answer if I could.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Podcasts on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran tafsir, and seerah are available at islampodcasts.com as well as on iTunes. Rate, review, and comment, and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please subscribe. Share and tell a friend about IslamPodcast.com.